case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Justice isn't just a word, it's your right. We'll stand up for you when others can't. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
New Orleans Saints have a new interim head coach. It's special teams coordinator Darren Rizzi. Here he is.
Have a hand in kind of digging us out of this hole that we're in. So, you know, like I said, this is not a this is a day that's a little bit tough. It's a situation I've been through before, a couple different times, and you know, we need to circle the wagons right now. We need everybody on board, and the only way I know how to do it is to fight and work out of it. So that's what we're going to do. So with that, I'll take some questions.
Riz, what changes do you anticipate making?
You know, listen, John, we're going to look at everything. Everything's going to get, as I told the team this morning, everything, everybody and everything is going to get reevaluated and evaluated and reevaluated. Because right now the product is not acceptable. So everything down from the schedule to how we do things, to the active players, to the daily schedule, we're going to look at everything. How we practice, you know, all those different things. And so really haven't made any final decisions on all that, but, you know, a wise man and Hall of Fame coach once told me if something's got to change and something's got to change. So we're going to make some changes.
When you say how we practice, like practice harder, longer, different?
Yeah, I'm just talking about, we're gonna, you know, look at everything, really. So, you know, there's a bunch of different ways to do it. I think we've been doing things around here the same way for a long, long time, and maybe some are good, maybe some aren't, and we can make some changes. So, but there'll be some different things that we do for sure. Yeah, I mean, not to sound like a broken record, but literally we're gonna reevaluate everything. Reevaluate everybody, everything, the staff, the coaches, the players. Because right now, when you lose seven games in a row, we're obviously not in a place where we can just stay status quo. I don't think this is gonna be Darren Rizzi taking over the steering wheel. We're just gonna keep, you know, the ship moving forward. We got to make some changes along the way. So this is not just a change for the at the top at the head coach. We got to look at and really evaluate everything that we're doing.
How much do you embrace this challenge, though? For you, it's like an audition as well.
Yeah, well, listen, I embrace everything. I think you guys know my personality pretty good by now. I'm a passionate guy. Kind of wear my heart on my sleeve. I'm a very realistic type of guy, and so I only know how to do things one way. And I'm a little bit of I grew up a little bit of a fighter. You know, I've really never been handed anything, and so I was a walk-on player in college. I was a free agent in the NFL. I started my coaching career in Division II. I mean, and so I've had to work for everything I've gotten, and this is no different. And I'm going to show up here every day of the week, and I'm going to work my ass off, and we're going to try to change the product on the field.
Darren, thinking how tough this was for you, Riz, how bittersweet is it? I mean, you obviously want to be a head coach, but you don't want it this way.
Yeah, this is not a day for celebration. You know, this is a day for, like I said earlier, it's a tough day. This is, I said the exact same message to the team. You know, but at the same time, there's only one way to fight through this, and that's through hard work and showing up every day. And you know, it's the reality of the situation. This is where we're at. And so I have no choice but to stand up here and be the leader that I think one of my strong suits is. I'm a leader of men. I think that and in tough situations, leaders really show their true colors. And I think the rest of the team is the same thing. Like, we're going to find out right now who's going to fight. I'm going to keep that. I'm going to keep those private conversations. I'm going to keep those private.
Have you talked to Nikki or Gail?
Yeah.
We kind of really kind of ask you like your general football philosophies and what traits you want, how your team, like how would you kind of define some of those things?
Well, listen, I'm an accountability guy. You know, our motto on special teams since I took over has been 1/11th, and that's all about accountability. It's every person, you know, knowing their part, understanding their part, knowing the role, understanding the role, and going out and executing it. You know, and as I said to the team this morning, that 1/11th philosophy is going to be something that we carry, because in no other sport can one person have an error and it affects the other people on the, you know, I gave a baseball analogy, I gave a basketball analogy. You know, in baseball, You know, Aaron Judge can go 0 for 4 and strike out 4 times, but Gerrit Cole throws a perfect game, the Yankees are still going to win. LeBron can drop 60, J.R. Smith can go 2 for 21 like he normally did, and LeBron could, you know, they're still going to win. So, you know, my point is that can't happen in football. In football, one guy messes up on one play, it affects the other 10. And so I think that's one of the areas we can improve in. I think we can be more accountable. I'm always an accountability guy. I'm a keep it real guy, like I said. I'm going to tell you how I see it. Not a lot of secrets with me. I think that players like that. I think players respond to that. I think it's one of my strengths. Like I said, I think I'm a good leader. And so that's how we're going to kind of keep it rolling.
Aaron, was that Hall of Fame coach you're talking about, Bill Parcells?
It was.
And how much is he shaped sort of?
Well, listen, when I got into the NFL, Bill Parcells was, you know, the executive vice president of the Miami Dolphins. He's the one that hired me. We're both North Jersey guys, and I grew up watching his Giants teams, and we're from the same neck of the woods, if you will, kind of same personality type guys. And that's how I kind of got to know Sean, you know, through that kind of that tree, that Tony Sperano, Sean Payton tree. And so, you know, so I had the honor and the privilege of working for Coach Parcells. And so, you know, that was his quote, you know, if something's going to change, something's got to change. So that always stuck with me.
How would you describe kind of the mood or state of Blackman right now?
Listen, I think it's a tough day for everybody. I mean, I don't think anybody envisions walking in here in week 9 and there being a coaching change. At the same time, I think guys are going to, you know, I expect and I anticipate, and my expectation is the guys are going to circle the wagons and we're going to rally the troops. And listen, I had a lot of positive conversations today. I don't think that we're in a situation where anybody's lost hope, if you will. And so, listen, I met with the leaders of the team. You know, I think it was a very positive conversation. I expect the leaders to lead. We got to do better in a lot of areas, but in no way, shape, or form have I ever felt like we lack effort or anything like that. I think we're getting that. We got to execute better, and you know, and really, there's no excuses. It doesn't really matter who's out there. You're going to hear a lot about that, and I've heard a lot about that. And this is the NFL, and everyone's dealing with that. So we got to go out. We got to execute better in all three phases, and we got to be more accountable. Like I said, you know, locker room wide. But I felt like. I've had a lot of positive. I've touched just about every player today in some way, shape, or form, and I feel like we have a positive attitude right now. But at the same time, it's still a tough day. But this is the hand we've been dealt, and we've kind of dealt the cards ourselves. But you know, and so we got to play the hand, and we got to move forward and work through it.
How has being a special teams coach specifically helped you like build connections with all these players on the roster?
Yeah, listen, I think between the special teams coach and the strength coach are really the two people in the building. That really deal with the entire team. I've always felt like special teams coaches are well prepared to take over as head coaches because you're really dealing with I can honestly say I have a relationship with every single player on the team, quarterbacks included. I had a great meeting with Derek today and Spencer and Jake and those guys. And so, you know, I think special teams coaches, like I said, we're very well versed league-wide in the situations. We're very well versed to being up in front of the room. We're dealing with every player. And so I'm very, very confident, very, very comfortable in that aspect.
Grizzle, you still do all the same stuff on special teams, or will Phil take on Samara? How's that?
Yeah, listen, I think Phil's going to take on maybe a little larger role. I'm still going to have a big hand in the special teams aspect. I think we're going to bring in another quality control, try to take some of the workload off of my hands. So I think we're bringing another guy in. I think that might get announced here the next day or two, and we'll kind of look at the rest of the staff. But I'll still have a huge hand in the special teams. I think you guys know that I was already currently doing most of the game management stuff. That'll stay the same. And Joe Woods is going to run the defense. Obviously, Clint's already running the offense. We know that. So Joe is going to call the defense, and he'll take over calling the game.
What's kind of your message so far?
I'm sorry?
Your message to the fans?
Listen, they should be pissed off. I'm pissed off. The fans should be pissed off. The people in New Orleans, the people of Louisiana, no one should be happy. And I think this city deserves a winner. They know what winning football looks like. And, you know, it's our job to bring that back. And my message is this. I can't promise a lot. I can promise passion. I can promise fight. And I can tell you that team's going to go out there every Sunday. And that's going to be clear that we're going to have a team that's full of passion. And a team that's full of fighters. That I can promise you. Now, the football's got to get better. The execution's got to get better. All right. But we're not going to lack those two things. We're not going to be boring to watch. I can promise you. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that one more time?
What does your day look like so far?
Today? Today? I don't even know what time it is right now. So, I had a conversation this morning with Mickey, and since then I've kind of been running around. Had a good team meeting. I've tried to touch a bunch of offices so far. I really need to sit down with each one of the heads of all the different departments. I've met with a lot of the people so far. I've met with a lot of players. Met with the leadership of the team. We broke up a little bit offense, defense, and so there's still a lot to do. It's going to be one thing at a time. I kind of check one box at a time and move on. But like I said, I think I'm well prepared to do the job.
What are some of the next items, like at the top of that to-do list, like as far as priorities?
Yeah, I think getting back, when the players come in here Wednesday, we want to have a very clear cut vision for what we're going to do on a daily basis. So I'm going to really spend a lot of time working on our daily schedule and our practice schedule and things like that, kind of just reevaluating what we've been doing there. It's going to kind of be what we're looking at. Naturally, going to talk with Clint, going to talk with Joe, talk about where we are offensively, defensively, anything we got to change up there, and that's kind of just methodically go through each thing. So.
Do you kind of have like a set of ideas of what you would like to include before hearing from people, or like how do you go approaching?
In terms of what?
In terms of just like when you're reviewing changes, like these are some ideas that I already have that you can switch things.
Yeah, I mean, listen, everyone's going to have their own personal touch. The best advice I've been given by guys that have been in the situation before is be yourself. I really don't know how not to be myself. There's really nothing phony about me, and kind of like I said before, what you see is what you get. So listen, there's always things. I've worked for some great people, some great head coaches. I've worked for some great organizations. There's always things that you pick up along the way that you'd like to do. I was here with Sean for all the years with Sean, and there were some great things we did here, but there's some things that I think I've done some other places that can work as well. And so there'll definitely be a little bit of personal touch on that. But at the same time, you got to be careful. We're in week 9 of the season. We're not going to wholesale, pull the rug out on some things, but at the same time, we're going to integrate some new.
Does that new need to kind of take effect? Because, I know Dennis was different than Sean, but there's just this huge history here of
yeah.
All that. Does new need to be part of it?
Well, as I said to the team today, change doesn't have to be negative, and it doesn't have to be positive, and it doesn't mean easier, and it doesn't mean harder. It just means different. And I just think for us, we all know the definition of insanity. Right, keep doing the same thing over and over again, expect a different result. So there need to be some difference. So I think that's what you'll see. Is it going to be drastic? No, we're in week. There's only so many things you can do at this point of the season. The focus still needs to be on Wednesday when we walk in. It needs to be the Atlanta Falcons. That's the number one thing we got to be focused on. With that being said, I think there's a different way to get to the end result. And so that's where I think my personal touch will come in.
Darren, you said that this is not a day, so it's a day of mourning, but how do you balance it being a day of mourning with the team and then you got to hit the ground running?
Yeah, well, the bottom line is we got a game on Sunday, so there's only so much time you can feel sorry for yourself. There's no excuses in this league. At the end of the day, no one really cares. There's that old expression that the people outside the building, half of them love that you have problems, right? And the other half, I won't even say it. But We don't have time to sit around and feel sorry for ourselves or sorry for the situation. That doesn't mean it's a great day, but we're going to keep moving forward. And we need to be all on the same page with the vision. And I think when the players come back here, obviously their day off tomorrow, when they come back here on Wednesday, there'll be a clear vision on how we're going to go and attack the Atlanta Falcons.
With the trade deadline tomorrow, obviously a ton on your plate now, would you be, how involved would you be in any potential conversations with the front office about
this? Yeah, I got to be honest with you, the trade deadline's been the last thing on my mind today, so that's not really where I'm at.
Yeah, just as a point of clarification, obviously, once teams reach a certain record,
they have young quarterbacks on the roster. They might want to look and see what they have in the future. As of now, are you operating as Derek Carr's quarterback and we're trying to win games?
The truth is, today, with everything that's been going on, we haven't had one personnel discussion. That's just, you know, I can get back to you down the road, but we really haven't gone there yet. But I got to be honest with you, there's no reason in my mind to think that Derek Carr won't be the quarterback this Sunday.
You mentioned that DA is a close friend of yours. Have you had a chance to speak to him today? And if so, what was his message?
I did speak with DA. I'm going to kind of keep that conversation between the two of us private, but I did speak with him. And, you know, like with any friend, it wasn't a goodbye. It was we'll talk later on down the road about, you know, other things, but I'll keep the content of that conversation between him and I. But I did get a chance to talk to him. Again, you know, DA was, when I got here, obviously he was a defensive coordinator. We've worked a lot together, and I got a great deal of respect for the product he's put on the field for a lot of years. And so, like I said, that makes this part of the job that much harder, and that makes this day this much harder. That's the tough part. At the same time, this is the hand we're dealt. We got to keep moving forward. Yeah, I'm worried about tomorrow, but you know. This I've been fortunate that the organization is confident enough to put me up in front here, and I'm going to put my best foot forward for sure.
I know this is tricky, but building on Mike's questions, do you feel comfortable with this kind of thing, your philosophy about when is the right time to focus on more playing time for developing players to see how they handle it, to think long term?
I think the bottom line is, and this is no secret, that our roster's full right now of developing players. So there's a lot of guys playing on Sundays that are you know, in those younger roles. I mean, if you're alluding to the quarterback again, Derek Carr is going to be the quarterback this Sunday, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm not going down that road, and there's no reason for me to believe that, you know, that won't happen. We're going to do everything we can to beat the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday. Listen, if you guys want the Week 9 update, no, we can't break tradition. We'll have to wait till Thursday. Okay, I got to give you the Thursday update on that.
You mentioned you still talk to Dennis. You talked to Victor. Have you talked to Mrs. Benson?
Yeah, again, I'm gonna keep those conversations private. Well, I'm not a Thursday guy anymore. Well, that shows you I don't even know the schedule. I may show up as the special teams coordinator on Thursdays and do the special teams coordinator just so I can give you the kickoff update in 9 weeks. We got to wait for the Monday night game. It's not complete. It's not complete. So.
I know you've been knowing a lot of things going on, so you might not have an answer, but how's Chris Olave doing?
Yeah, listen, there's obviously a great deal of concern for Chris, you know, with what happened yesterday. You know, that process of his evaluations and all those things is still ongoing. I did get a chance to speak with him today. And so, again, I'll kind of give you an update on that later in the week. But it was good to see him today, and good to see him up and around, and good to talk to him today. So,
cool. I know a lot of people call you Riz, but that's just what you have to write it. And nobody beats the Riz onesie. Nobody beats the Riz with you with two Z's, or how do you?
I don't know. I hear you. Well, nobody beats the Riz. That's a Jersey thing. That's where I'm from. So. No, I've seen the Riz with the one Z and the two Z's, and I know Riz was like the word of the year or something like that. So, I got guys in the locker room were wearing Merry Rizmus shirts. You know, Bink and those guys had the Merry Rizmus shirts. I didn't even know what Riz meant, to be honest with you. I'm not a big social media guy, so all I was told was I made the word of the year last year with Riz. But yeah. Yeah, not too many people call me Darren. My mom still calls me Darren.
Do you know what Riz what? Means now?
Do I know what Riz means now?
Yeah.
I do. I do. I think.
You said you've been a part of two other interim situations that were positive.
Well, again, they're really never positive, but when I was, when I was at the Miami Dolphins, when Tony Sperano was fired, Todd Bowles was the interim head coach, and then when Joe Philbin was let go, Dan Campbell was the interim head coach, you know, and so I got a chance to talk to Dan briefly this morning. I thought that was positive. Todd, those guys are playing today, but, you know, the good thing is, listen, I've worked for five current head coaches in the league between Todd and Dan and Zach Taylor, Sean Payton, Brian Daboll. Those are all guys that I've worked with or for, and so, you know, you mentioned earlier about, you know, kind of putting your own stamp on it, but I feel like I've been around a lot of great leaders. And I've seen a lot done a lot of different ways and a lot of great ways. And so kind of trying to take a collection of all those guys. You know, so I've heard from a lot of those guys today, which is pretty cool.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.